A Guide to Fem Monumental Practices. Welcome. This is part 1 of 3 of the Guide to Fem Monumental Practices. In this part, I will introduce you to my concept. In the second part, I will read to you the questions of the test for patriarchal structures, which you can also find on your worksheet for the test for patriarchal structures. The third part is about creating fem monumental practices with some inspirations and questions to get you started at thinking and imagining how feminist monumental practices could look like. For this part, you have also the worksheet for your fem monumental practice. I am Connie Holzer, artist, art therapist, and artistic researcher, and I'm developing the concept of fem monumental transformances as a part of my master project, and I'm happy to introduce you to my artistic method to transform monuments of patriarchy. Looking at the monuments you are passing by in public space, you may notice that they are patriarchal, colonial, racist, war-centered, power-centered, or just built to make you feel small. Or maybe you don't notice them at all. What are monuments? Monuments are buildings or statues that have been built to commemorate of someone or something, or to worship someone or something. They are materialized forms of collective memory. They are expressions of symbols, of values, and thought systems of a society. Monuments are communication objects that shape public space politically and socially. In a patriarchal society, they represent patriarchal thought, values, and symbols. Who is communicating through them with whom? What do they remember us of through their symbols, forms, shapes, and materiality? If we want to make our society more equal and ethic, we need to look at the symbols that shape public space. My way to do that is through feminism and art. How can we transform existing monuments into practices that strengthen feminist values, symbols, and thoughts? My feminist approach is intersectional and queer, with love at its center. As a feminist, I want to build a world without domination of some over others, without exploitation of living beings and the resources of our planet. I want a globally empathic society, with love as its core value, with equal human rights. A society beyond capitalism, patriarchy, racism, classism, ableism, and any other power systems based on the definition of a norm and the division into binaries. I am asking, what if? What if a hero would be a person who gives life instead of taking lives? What if we created monuments for these life-giving heroines? What if we only worshipped community and never individuals? What if we built monuments for emotions and emotional growth? What if we created a monument for all menstruating people to acknowledge what to endure each month? What do we want to remember of in public space? What do we want to be worshipped in public space? I am proposing femmonumental transformances, an artistic method to transform monuments of patriarchy into femmonumental practices. This means feminist practices to commemorate of and worship feminist values, symbols, thought, experiences, figures, and events. I want to create forms of feminist collective memory, feminist forms of communication in public space. Who is communicating with whom through femmonumental practices? What do we want to be remembered of in public space and how? To transform something, we need to know its current state, its materiality, its ways of working. That is why I start with existing monuments. I explore them to find out what it is that is patriarchal about them, what it is that they are unconsciously communicating to the public. To do this, I'm developing a test for patriarchal structures. Patriarchal structures divide thought, bodies, experiences, values, rights, duties, emotions, societies, basically everything, into the two binaries of male and female. To subordinate the female and give the male power over it. The division of the sexes was the first difference that was used for domination of the one over the other. And this tactic was applied to other invented differences, like race, nationality, class, sexual orientation, and so on. You can read more about this in The Creation of Patriarchy by Gerda Lerner. To detect patriarchal structures, we need to use patriarchal thought and the binaries male-female and man-woman. This is not very hard, because we are all socialized in patriarchal thought. Our own ways of thinking are probably mostly patriarchal. It is important to notice that and to use it against the patriarchal system. We are also using our own bodies to detect patriarchal structures. Depending on our bodies, we have different experiences in patriarchal society and in public space. A white male body experiences it different from a white female body. A white female body has different experiences than a black female body, or a transsexual body, or a disabled body. Your body matters in how you experience, and it helps you to detect specific structures. So this was the introduction. And I invite you now to try out the test for patriarchal structures with a monument of your choice in public space. Take with you a notebook and a pen or a device to record your voice. If you feel comfortable with filming, you can also film your exploration or make photographs. I will read to you the questions of the test and ask you to press pause after the question to take your time to explore it in relation to the monument, to take notes, draw something, record your voice, or whatever is a good way for you to document your answers. You can also use the worksheet with a test for patriarchal structures.